Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The de facto leader of Syria, Ahmed al-Sharaa, has said the country is exhausted by war and is not a threat to its neighbours or to the West. In his first formal interview since his forces toppled President Assad and took control in Damascus, he told the BBC that sanctions on Syria should be lifted. He also said that he'd keep his promises to respect the rights of sectarian groups and minorities.
The Syrian population has lived together for thousands of years. We're going to discuss all of it. We're going to have dialogue and make sure everyone is represented. The old regime always played on sectarian divisions, but we won't. We were welcomed in all the big cities by all the sects. I think the revolution can contain everybody.
An Indian Navy speedboat has lost control and struck a passenger ferry in Mumbai harbour, causing it to capsize. 13 people were killed, including 10 civilians and 3 Navy personnel. Eletra Naismith has more details.
The packed ferry was making its way to the Elephanta Caves, a popular tourist destination, when it was hit by the speedboat. Video footage shows the vessel circling before it heads straight for the passenger boat, colliding head-on. The Navy, Coast Guard and Marine Police launched an immediate search and rescue operation as passengers desperately tried to escape the ferry. It's thought more than 80 people were on board. Navy personnel are among those killed. Survivors have been taken to nearby hospitals.
The Speaker of Liberia's House of Representatives is one of 4 people being questioned by police after a huge fire destroyed the Parliament building. The flames gutted both chambers of the legislature, but no one was in the building at the time. The fire occurred a day after moves by a political faction to replace Jonathan Fanati Kofa as Speaker led to protests. Brazil's Congress has been voting on austerity measures proposed by the left-wing government of President Lula da Silva. The voting comes as the local currency continues to lose value against the US dollar. Leonardo Rocha has this report.
President Lula is in a very difficult political situation. He was elected 2 years ago, promising to reduce inequality, reversing, as he put, the losses experienced by Brazilian workers during the government of his right-wing predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro. But as there are fears of public spending spiralling out of control, President Lula was forced to propose tough austerity measures, including cuts to education spending and restrictions on future rises to the minimum wage.
Nigerian officials say several children have died during a crush at a religious event at an Islamic high school in the southwestern city of Ibadan. Reports say there were over 5,000 high school pupils at the carnival, where organisers promised prizes, including scholarships. World News from the BBC. Eyewitnesses in Sudan say shelling by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces in the city of Al Fasha has killed 10 civilians and wounded 20 others. They said the main hospital was hit, destroying wards, pharmacies and the operating theatre. The RSF targeted the same hospital last Friday, killing 9 people. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met Donald Trump's nominee to succeed him, Marco Rubio. Mr. Rubio has been a vocal critic of President Biden's military support for the war in Ukraine, and the Trump administration is expected to soften the US stance on Russia. A spokesperson for the US State Department, Vedant Patel, said the two men had a constructive conversation.
It was a good and constructive and substantive conversation. And as we've said, as we said initially, when they first had the opportunity to speak on the phone, that we expected them to have an engagement at some point. This is consistent with that. And as we've long said, we continue to stand ready to help support a seamless transition come January 20th.
The French Prime Minister, François Bayrou, has said the overseas territory of Mayotte has suffered probably the worst natural disaster to hit France in several centuries. The Indian Ocean island was devastated by the passing of Cyclone Chido, with much of the population still without running water and power. Latvian prosecutors say they're investigating officials over delays and overspending on a new rail link between the Baltics and Poland. The opening of the Rail Baltica line, connecting Europe's high-speed rail network to the capitals of Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania, has been pushed back several times. It's now expected to open in 2030. In football, Real Madrid have won the Intercontinental Cup in Qatar by defeating Pachuca from Mexico 3-0. The goals were scored by Mbappe, Rodrigo and Vinicius Jr. The yearly tournament gathers the champions of each of FIFA's 6 confederations around the world. BBC News.